From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. A senior Iranian Revolutionary Guards commander has been killed in Syria. General Hossein Hamidani was killed by Islamic State fighters earlier this week while advising Syrian troops in the northern region of Aleppo. While Syrian government forces, backed by personnel from Iran and Lebanon's Hezbollah, Shiite militia that is, have launched an offensive against rebels in central Syria. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights reported that the Islamic State militants seized villages from rebel groups outside the northwestern city of Aleppo. Shiite Iran is a key regional ally of Syria. It has provided military and political support for beleaguered President Bashar al-Assad. The Obama administration says that it will pause a $500 million Pentagon-led program to train and equip Syrian rebels fighting Islamic State. VOA Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb has details.
The program will shift away from vetting moderate Syrian rebels and plucking them off the battlefield for training. Under Secretary of Defense for Policy, Christine Wormuth.
We're going to be vetting leaders as opposed to each individual fighter.
The Pentagon will use a small training center in Turkey to teach these leaders skills, including how to call in airstrikes. The Train and Equip program had only trained a few dozen fighters, much less than the original goal of thousands. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter said Friday he, quote, wasn't happy with the early efforts of the program. Carla Babb, VOA News, The Pentagon.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Barack Obama met privately Friday with the families of eight students and one instructor gunned down at an Oregon community college last week. After the meeting, Mr. Obama said that speaking with the families reminds him of the personal nature of the tragedy.
You know, we're going to have to come together as a country to see how we can prevent these issues from taking place. But today, it's about the families, their grief and the love we feel for them. They surely do appreciate all the support that they received.
A crowd of pro-gun protesters greeted the president when he arrived in Oregon. Mr. Obama has been calling for stronger gun control laws in the aftermath of the massacre. Tunisia's National Dialogue Quartet won the Nobel Peace Prize for 2015. As Luis Ramirez reports, the quartet won for its work in supporting the country's democratization process in the wake of the so-called Jasmine Revolution of 2011.
The announcement came from Kasi Kulmanfiva, head of the Nobel Committee.
The Nobel Peace Prize for 2015 is to be awarded to the Tunisian National Dialogue Quartet for its decisive contribution to the building of a pluralistic democracy in Tunisia.
The quartet is made up of labor unions as well as the Tunisian Human Rights League and the Tunisian Order of Lawyers. Tunisia was the site of the first popular uprisings in 2011, known as the Arab Spring. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, London.
The UN Security Council has passed a resolution to authorize the European Union and other countries to board, search, and seize vessels suspected of human trafficking in the Mediterranean off the coast of Libya. The Council adopted the resolution under Chapter 7 of the UN Charter, which authorizes the use of force but limits its mandate to 1 year. Matthew Rycroft is Britain's ambassador.
Any action will be proportional, in keeping with the limits authorized by this resolution, and used solely against the smugglers and empty boats.
The European Union started Operation Sophia in the southern Mediterranean Wednesday to intercept human trafficking boats trying to enter the continent illegally. And a week of violence between Israelis and Palestinians spread to the Gaza Strip Friday, with Israeli soldiers killing six Palestinians in border clashes, and the Palestinian militant group Hamas calling for more unrest. Hundreds of Palestinians advanced on the Gaza border during a demonstration. They threw rocks and burning tires at Israeli soldiers, who opened fire on the main instigators to stop their advance. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.